Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join hosts Kevin Cottrell and Kelly Alexa as they interview thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. My name is Kevin Cottrell. I am the co-host of Fitfluential Radio Podcast, and I'm joined today by Kelly Alexa, founder and CEO of Fitfluential. Welcome to our very first episode of the podcast. What we're going to cover during each episode, we will be interviewing thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify, explain, and simplify complex health, wellness, and fitness topics. And our goal in each episode will give you the practical, actionable routines and tools that you can use for everyday applicability, something you can actually take action on and apply. Kelly, one of the things I think the listeners really need to understand is you and I came together and actually got to the point where we're launching this podcast from two different overlapping directions. Why don't you share a little of the story in the background and how Fitfluential Radio and the podcast came to be?
It's a pretty amazing story, and I know that, Kevin, you're going to be on your end nodding your head because, you know, Fitfluential has been around since 2011, and I have shared, as we get ready to launch this podcast, how amazed I am at the perfect complement that your background combined with mine provides for us launching a podcast that needed to happen. I started listening to podcasts for the first time last summer and really became addicted and really saw the application for Fitfluential, the opportunity to really educate on bigger topics. And then you and I connected. We've been friends on social media since about 2008 when we connected on the Twitter, right? People used to call it the Twitter back then. And you started educating me on a lot of what I'd say are more health and wellness topics, helping me understand some health issues that I was experiencing. And the more that you and I talked, the more I know you remember, I said, you've got to be on the podcast because this is the kind of stuff I don't know. And I'm certainly connected on my end from the Fitfluential side to so many great fitness and nutritionist experts on that side. And you, with your experience historically with PaleoFX and all of these wellness practitioners, you brought to the table for our discussions something unique. And then I saw like, whoa, this is exactly what the Fitfluential podcast needs. We need this combination of what Fitfluential and Kelly already has going on the fitness side and what you bring to the table on the health and wellness side. That's exactly what we needed. We needed to be able to bring both of these areas of expertise and experts together so that we could take all of the wealth of information that's out there on fitness, health, wellness, you name it, and declutter it, make sense of the chaos, and make all of that information accessible to everybody, regardless of where you are in your fitness journey, or most specifically too, even if you're just getting started. It needed to be broken down, simplified, and made more accessible for everybody because I found that I needed that, and I know that everyone needs that. Kevin, now I'm going to turn the tables on you. How about you share some information on our focus here on Fitfluential Radio in terms of what we're going to be bringing people with our episodes, the themes, some of the most amazing guests that we have coming up, et cetera.
Perfect. Well, Kelly, you know, I'm pretty excited about this because as you've just mentioned, us combining forces on this and really bringing together health, wellness, and fitness in a way that has not been done before has generated, there's no other way to say it, but a massive amount of interest from guests. As you and I started outreach into our respective areas and started talking to some fairly big names, I was frankly pretty overwhelmed. I mean, we really didn't get a single no in terms of interest. So if you look at our episodes, what we have coming up, we've got a large number of episodes. We're launching here in early October, and one of the things we're actually focused on with guests almost every one of our guests has been on a podcast before. Some of them have been on many podcasts. So if you look at the common theme with what you mentioned before, it's this deconstruction, demystifying, and giving everyday applicability. That's going to be a function of myself and you as hosts asking a different set of questions. In other words, we have some wellness practitioners that have been interviewed before. We're going to have to go down a different set of questions in order to make this everyday applicable, in order for us to design content that overlaps into the health and fitness world and not just the science and medicine world. So if you look at that from a standpoint of some of the guests that we're going to have on, it's really going to be a no holds barred, very focused on demystifying question track. And we're going to offer a deep look at certain topics. We're going to do that in the form of a series. We've got several guests that are going to appear multiple times, and we're going to cover things in terms of 3, 4, 5 episodes with a particular guest instead of an hour and a half or 2 hours like they've been interviewed previously. And everything's going to be transcribed, so you're going to actually have the ability to go get this transcription, look at it, listen to it as well, and dive into this stuff in such a way that you'll be able to apply it on an everyday basis. And, you know, in terms of specific guests, some of the health and wellness folks guests that we're going to have on here are people like Dave Asprey, Dr. Lane Sebring, Dominic D'Agostino. If you've been around and looking at ketosis and ketones, especially exogenous ketones, you've certainly seen him been on a lot of podcasts recently. He's agreed to be on. We're going to have him on here in October. Dr. Amy Myers, Sarah Fragoso. I mean, I could go on for another 30 names. We have a tremendous response in the health and wellness field. Now, one of the things we're going to do differently beyond some of these health and wellness practitioners is we're going to focus on everyday stories. You know, if you think about everyday applicability, one of the things that's been done sporadically, you tend to see a lot of this on Tuesdays on social media, is transformation stories and stories of success from everyday people. We have a passion, that is Kelly and I, as the hosts of this podcast, to deliver you a lot of stories of people that have made massive transformations in their personal lives. You're going to see a lot of common themes that you can apply and things that are going to resonate with you. And that's one of the things that if you were to talk with Kelly and I long enough, you would see that we see as one of the areas that's frustrating for the everyday person out there. They see something in a magazine, they can't figure out how to apply it. They see a story of somebody that's being interviewed, they can't figure out how to apply it. We're going to actually have enough interviews with people that you're going to be able to look at it and say, this is just like me. I have these same issues, and we're going to tie it down, and we're going to give you an action plan that you can actually go apply. And one of the things I know Kelly really wanted to have in this podcast, and we've got a tremendous response of guests, is a track or a series on mindset, meditation, and yoga. And we've got people like Fred DeVito, Travis Elliott, Commander Mark Devine, and a number of others talking about mindset, talking about accountabilities, talking about staying on track. We've got a number of people that are going to come in and talk about yoga and meditation. We're going to actually go deeper on that than most podcasts typically do, because we know that's a core key principle. Whether you're a hard-charging performance athlete or you're somebody that is a little intimidated by strength and conditioning, we're going to give you enough content in that area that you have a lot of applicability. And then in the fitness world, you know, this is where Kelly and Fitfluential come from. The response has been absolutely astonishing. You know, one of our first up episodes, you're going to see Kelly's interviewing people like Todd Durkin. I'm going to be interviewing Josh Henkin from Ultimate Sandbags. I know that, Kelly, in October, you're also going to talk to Heidi Powell. So when you look at the roundout, and that's just a few of the names. I mean, like I said, I could probably talk here for another 10 minutes with all the people that have said yes, and we're working on scheduling them in. But, you know, in the interest of time and getting on to the other episodes we're releasing today, Kelly, why don't you share a little bit more about why we're going to dive deep in terms of health, wellness, and fitness, and why this is such a passion of yours?
I could go on for ages about this answer because I'm so passionate about it. I've always been a fitness fanatic since, gosh, the early days of Taibo, and Fitfluential has been around since 2011. But what I noticed myself as your typical fitness consumer, somebody who's crazy about fitness, loves working out, loves even, you know, the diet nutrition component of it, is here I am surrounded by all of the knowledge, all the best experts, and the most amazing, inspiring, motivating individuals that are getting fit and more fit all the time. And yet, I, over the past several years, started to experience some really significant health problems. And the more that I started to pursue, and I don't think I was aware of it at the time, becoming my own health advocate, because I had to, because I wasn't able to solve my problems with the typical fitness routine, right? It wasn't just a matter of how intense my workouts were or how many calories I was taking in or whether it was carbs or protein. There were things that were happening with my body and my mind and my health that I couldn't figure out. And the more that I started to take a deep dive on the research side, I was frustrated because there was not an accessible amount of information that was easy for me to find. I felt confused. I felt lost. I felt like I was alone. And the more that I connected with people, frankly, like you, Kevin, our listeners are going to learn how much you've affected my life from a health perspective, because you first had your life changed and your health changed several years ago. But as that happened, I realized, wow, there's something missing, not only for me, but there's something missing for so many men and women of all ages that have no idea about the importance of things like sleep, like technology, how it affects our lives, like circadian rhythms. I mean, just simple things that if you would have asked me 3 or 4 years ago that I'd be paying attention to, I probably would have laughed and said, no, I probably just need to have an extra day of cardio. I have learned so much in the past couple of years. I have started to change my health and my life so much in the past couple of years that at age 47, I'm feeling better about the future than I ever have. And that's what I want for everybody. I don't care what age you are, if you're male, female, wherever you are in your fitness journey, if you're just getting started, you need to be able to learn and understand and have access to the information, the most up-to-date information that's out there, and also be able to understand it so you can apply it to your life. So that's, I hope that answers your question as to why I'm so passionate about bringing this to Fitfluential Radio, because truthfully, it just fires me up every single day.
Absolutely. You did hit on what I wanted to mention, you know, in terms of the fact that everybody has a struggle. I certainly did. A lot of us thought that we were more on track than we were, and sometimes we get sideswiped. And, you know, when we have these opportunities to grow, I know that you're going to have an opportunity to interview me, and I will talk about my transformation and some of my health issues, including coming back from cancer. So it is going to be a little different as a podcast than people have typically seen. You and I, as the co-hosts of this and with the guests we're interviewing, are going to bring our own passion and personal perspective. And that gets to the line of questions we're going to ask. I mean, we've been along this, and you've actually said this. I'm going to quote you in terms of what I've heard you say to some of the guests. In other words, this is not your typical network interview where we're going to ask you softball questions as a guest. We're going to get into the nitty gritty, and we're going to ask you the hard questions. And that's very different. And it's because we've been through so much, both you and I, in terms of our own personal health journey, and we're continuing to grow. And so as a basis for this podcast, we're going to wrap up the welcome episode. You know, what you're going to see from the launch day in early October all the way through the end of the year is a daily release of an episode. We're going to let the listeners drive beyond December 31st how much content we're going to deliver, but between now and December 31st of the year, you're going to see at least an episode a day. Sometimes it'll be more than an episode. So if you have found us on iTunes, make sure you're subscribed and like it, because there's going to be at least an episode every day, and you're not going to want to miss this content. And if you discover this later, you can certainly go back and find all of the episodes on fitfluentialradio.com. We welcome you to give us feedback. We want this to be interactive. Just like we're going to let you as the listeners drive the content after December 31st, we want to hear your feedback. So please go on to the episode 2 and later and give us your feedback. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to guiding you on our journey for health, wellness, and fitness. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast.
We want this to be your podcast, so please head on over to iTunes, write a review, give us your feedback, tell us what you want to see, give us your ideas, and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fit Fluential Radio. Peace.
Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of hosts Kevin Cottrell and Kelly Alexa and are the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and the content and opinions expressed on the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.